Good morning. It's Sunday, July 19th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, legal pressure is mounting once again for Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan. The two were arrested in the United States after British prosecutors announced a new set of criminal charges and formally requested their extradition to the UK. Andrew Tate now faces 7 additional rape charges, along with allegations linked to sex trafficking and child pornography. Tristan Tate has been charged with rape, sexual assault, and facilitating trafficking for sexual exploitation. Prosecutors say the alleged offenses occurred between 2010 and 2017 and involve 7 alleged victims. The brothers have consistently denied wrongdoing, while their lawyer called the case politically motivated. The extradition process will now determine whether they are returned to Britain to stand trial. Another news. Wildfire smoke has become the latest source of tension between the United States and Canada. President Donald Trump threatened new tariffs on Canada, accusing it of negligence as smoke from hundreds of uncontrolled wildfires spread across northern U.S. states. Nearly 1,000 fires are currently burning in Canada, forcing evacuations and triggering hazardous air quality alerts from the Midwest to the East Coast. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Ontario Premier Doug Ford rejected the criticism, saying climate change is a shared challenge and urging cooperation instead of political attacks. Scientists also noted that wildfire smoke crosses borders, regardless of national boundaries. With trade talks already strained, the dispute adds another layer to an increasingly difficult relationship. Around the world, the conflict between the United States and Iran continues to intensify. U.S. forces launched another wave of airstrikes on Iranian military targets, after 2 American service members were killed in an Iranian missile and drone attack in Jordan. U.S. Central Command said the strikes targeted coastal surveillance, air defense systems, and Revolutionary Guard facilities linked to the attack. Iran responded by claiming it launched drone strikes against 2 U.S. military bases in Kuwait. Both countries have also accused each other of targeting critical infrastructure, while Gulf states have raised concerns over civilian sites being hit. As the fragile ceasefire continues to unravel, fears are growing that the conflict could expand even further across the region. Another news. Violence continues in Gaza, despite a ceasefire that has failed to bring lasting peace. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 10 people, including 3 children and their parents, when a residential apartment in Gaza City was hit. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency and Al-Shifa Hospital confirmed the deaths. The Israeli military said it targeted a Hamas militant and is reviewing the outcome of the operation. Residents described the strike as arriving without warning, while rescue teams searched through damaged buildings for survivors. According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 1,100 Palestinians have been killed since the ceasefire began last October, highlighting the continuing human cost despite ongoing diplomatic efforts. Another news. Ukraine has launched one of its largest drone attacks inside Russia in recent weeks, targeting warehouses and energy infrastructure. Russian officials say strikes on logistics centers belonging to online retailer Wildberries killed 8 workers and injured dozens more in the Moscow and Tambov regions. Fires burned for hours, while an oil depot was also hit, adding pressure to Russia's worsening fuel shortages. Moscow says hundreds of Ukrainian drones were intercepted overnight, but officials acknowledge attacks are increasingly disrupting daily life far from the front lines. Ukraine describes the campaign as long-range retaliation for Russia's invasion and ongoing bombardment. The growing strikes are exposing new economic and logistical vulnerabilities deep inside Russian territory. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.